How to get out to the lake.
Good evening. I'd like to call this Monroe City Council meeting, regular business meeting of April 8th, 2014 to order. Liz, can you please do the roll call?
Certainly. Council members present and establishing a quorum are Hanford, Cutaback, Rasmussen, Camp, and Davis.
Okay, and I did receive communication from Councilmember Gamble, who will not be here this evening because of spring break. And then Councilmember Gehring indicated that he'd be here by 8 o'clock. Councilmember Cutaback, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The first item on our agenda this evening is announcements and presentations. We have Amy Spain from the Snohomish County Tourism Bureau for an annual update. Amy, could you please state your name and business address?
Good evening. I'm Amy Spain, Snohomish County Tourism Bureau. We're located at 11354
South. You're okay.
Okay. We have microphones up there.
Great. So, Mayor, Councilmember, thank you so much for this opportunity to present. You have a busy schedule as always, and I have a lot of slides, so I'm really grateful. Thank you. I'm going to move through them really quickly, but I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have either tonight or on another occasion. So. In essence of time, I'm just going to dive in here. So my chief message to City Council throughout Snohomish County is that tourism is economic development. Visitors spent almost $18 billion in 2013 in Washington State, and that accounted for over $1 billion of tax revenues. This is a snapshot of the traveling parties in Washington State. So on average, there's just over two people. They stay 2.5 nights, and they generate $462 per travel party per day. And that's where you get that $17.6 billion in revenue to Washington State. The effect of tourism in Snohomish County is huge. It's the third largest industry in Snohomish County. We employ over 10,000 people directly by tourism-related jobs. Over $244 million in payroll, and a key point to note for particularly the city councils is that we keep almost $18 million in local taxes as generated from tourism. So visitor spending in Snohomish County is nearly a $1 billion industry. We saw a 3.8% increase from 2012, In 2013, from 2012 to 2013, we had just a 1% increase, so basically flat. So we're starting to see a little bit of a rise there. So this is what I'm going to cover during my presentation tonight. We're going to talk about the rebranding effort that we went through in 2013, a little bit about our new website, the economic impact of tourism I've already addressed. We're going to talk about the leads that we're generating for local businesses, local tourism businesses, as well as the media coverage that we've been able to garner from our efforts. I'm going to talk a little bit about the Visitor Information Center program, and where the rubber meets the road, particularly for the hotel businesses, is how many leads are we generating and how many overnight stays are we generating. And then some other indicators about the health of the organization are, of course, the hotel motel tax collections, as well as the occupancy levels. So we're going to come back to that. So first, about the branding. In 2011 and 2012, we did quite a lot of research, which culminated at the end of 2012. We had over 15 pieces of research that were conducted, both with residents and visitors to Snohomish County, as well as our competitors, to get a sense of how we were viewed within the community. The result of all of that research is that we came up with a brand platform. And without going too much into branding, I will, in fact, be working with Una and schedule a workshop later this year for the community of Monroe to talk about branding and how that's implemented and really what that means. But just as a brief overview, from all that research, you develop a brand platform on which all of your marketing efforts are based. And again, that was based on over 15 pieces of research. So our target audience are for those who wanting to explore and pursue. Snohomish County is located between Seattle and Canada along the I-5 corridor and barely contained by the Puget Sound and the Cascade Mountains. It's where Seattle gets outside and opportunities open up. So our brand platform is summarized in that statement of open up and then ... So to adventure, to excitement, to discovery, to flavor, whatever those individual communities and businesses can grab onto with open up and make that their own. And we'll show some examples of that in a moment. Snohomish County, Washington, open up. That's our new logo, our new color palette, which is indicative of the outdoors with the spring and summer greens. This slide doesn't show really well, but that orange and red are really a bright fall color, leaves of the orange and a deep burgundy followed by that blue of the sea and sky. What's important as we are developing our brand strategies is that we start to speak the same language, and we're encouraging communities and businesses throughout Snohomish County to utilize this narrative and vocabulary. If you can imagine acquire all different voices but singing the same song. So as hotels or as communities are describing what they offer to visitors, that they can utilize some of these same words, the message to the visitor is that there's a cohesive statement happening. We have integrated our brand in our new website, and I will talk a little bit about that later in the presentation as well. And all of our collateral materials, from our portfolios to our advertisement, to our Facebook and other social media pages, to our design of our trade show booths. These are some of the panels that we use, and we've recreated these in some of our advertising, always using a big primary image, and then followed by a film strip of smaller images to support whatever particular market segment that we are trying to identify with. So the brand integration begins here with the Tourism Bureau being the lead organization, but a branding strategy cannot be successful unless everybody is singing that same tune. And so we will be working with our local businesses as well as our local communities, and that can include some infrastructure. And again, I've got some samples of that in a moment. And that is all to support the visitor profile. So I'm going to jump into our group and convention sales. So we place ads in a variety of publications that are specific to bringing groups of people to Snohomish County. Meetings, conventions, weddings, sports-related events, etc. And we generated over 11,000 requests for information. We also distributed over 700 of our group tour and meeting facility guides as part of the collateral that we distribute at trade shows and our sales missions, as well as in response to specific bid requests. The package travel guide is specific for the motor coach business, so your bus tours as well as individual package travel. We also bring groups of people into the county to show them what their options are, whether it's meetings, so we're taking them to meeting-oriented hotels and convention centers. The group tours, of course, are attractions all over our county. The travel planners, also all over the county, our sports business or events, sports events rights holders, we're bringing them to the county so that they can see the various attractions that they can utilize in their programs. We've conducted 5 sales missions with partners, not only the hotels, but we often travel with some of our city tourism managers or economic development managers when we're meeting with the media or tour operators or meeting planners, as well as our convention centers, and some of our attractions join us as well. So it's a collective effort. We participated in 20 trade shows in 2013. And generated almost 600 leads for the hotels and tourism businesses. We are not a membership organization. We are funded by a portion of the county hotel motel tax, and so we provide those leads free to all tourism entities within the county. We also act as a support service for hotels, conventions, sporting events, whatever. So if an example of a hotel books a group on their own, but that group needs some support services. They need some recommendations for an off-site catered event, or they need motor coach transportation, or they need permits from the city. We act as a support service and provide that for free as well. This is a list of the conventions that we attended in 2013, but just to note that they are various segments. So the package travel would be your motor coach tours for the most part, our sports marketing, consumer travel, meetings and events, and then media trade shows as well. So this is where we are meeting with potential customers. This is where the rubber meets the road, and when I present this to our hoteliers, this is the slide that they care about. So this is a snapshot of where we ended in 2013. So just as of December 31st, we had over 8,200 definite room nights and almost 12,000 pending, meaning those event planners had not yet made their decision about where they were going to hold their event. And so a total of over 20,000 room nights were contributed, and that was over $21 million of economic impact. The sports market continues to be a huge component of the work that we do. We have two sales staff specifically focused on sports business, and that's kind of been the sweet spot for Monroe. We work very closely with the Parks Department here in bringing different kinds of events to Monroe, as well as to the fairgrounds, the parks facilities, as well as to the fairgrounds. And that's a list of a few of the major events that came through Snohomish County or were booked in Snohomish County in 2013. The Snohomish County Sports Commission is alive and well. We have representation from each of the five county council districts, as well as different specialties. So we've got folks from parks departments or city tourism offices. We've got folks who represent individual kinds of sports teams. We've got hotel community involved, and some county parks, as well as community college as well. So we put together the board to really act as a resource and oversight for our sports marketing sales staff, because they have a different skill set and different referral network than does our tourism bureau board. So we actually have two different boards. So moving from the group sales to the individual tourism development, again, we place ads in a variety of consumer publications. We've edited where we're placing those advertisements based on the research that was done in 2010, 2011, and 2012. We're focused more regionally, although international travel is a huge opportunity for the United States, and certainly Snohomish County benefits from some of that as well. It's a very small percentage of our business, and with our resources, we are focusing more on the tried and true markets, and so that we are more of a regional draw than that of a international draw, other than Canada, of course, and we do a lot of advertising in British Columbia. We have a large presence online. Most of our print publications also have an online version, as well as independent online marketing that we're doing to drive people to our website. We've started several new programs in 2013. One is an e-newsletter that we are sending quarterly to everyone who has requested visitor guides from us over the previous year or have participated in other marketing programs that we offer. And we are now sending them a quarterly newsletter that is seasonal. So for the upcoming three-month period, these are the kinds of things that are popular, the events that you can attend, and give them ideas and reasons to come back. This is our website, and our weddings website, which we are currently redoing to mimic the new brand, and then our Stay, Shop, and Save program, which is marketed primarily in British Columbia. So the overall visitation to our website decreased in 2013 over 2012, and that is not uncommon. Our previous website had a great longevity, and how the Google Analytics work is that they're looking for not only authentic and organically driven information, but you get what's called page authority. The longer that you're on analyzed through Google Analytics, the longer that you're on those networks, the more page authority you have, and so that takes time to rebuild. But there's some good news in that as well, that we're seeing people are staying on the site longer, they're visiting more pages, they're getting deeper into the site, we're seeing more visitation directly as a result of our marketing efforts, the online marketing efforts, as well as the print advertising efforts. So there is some good analysis that's happening there as well. Our Rooms at Par program, or formerly known as Rooms at Par, after the Canadian dollar rose so that the U.S. dollar and Canadian dollars literally are on par, that wasn't such a great deal anymore. So we revised the program several years ago to Stay, Shop, and Save. And we saw over 10,000 visits to those programs as well. We developed three new mobile tours, kids and family activities, a shopping tour, and a brochure specifically about the murals in Edmonds that added to our other mobile tours that we have throughout the county. We have a seasonal visitor guide and produce and distribute over 85,000 copies of that. We did a fun thing that we distributed to all of the hotels is that we made these origami, and it's unique to every city. So it's things to do, places to go, to give the visitors ideas of things that they can do, and we provided them to the hotels so that they can we have our logo here, but we've provided them this PDF so that they can put their logo on here as well. And we're encouraging them to give those to the kids that are traveling, something that they can play with, and also give the parents some ideas of things that they can do while they're in the community. Our public relations program is very strong. In addition to sending press releases, we're making direct pitches to travel writers and travel publications around the country, in fact, around the world. And we had 53 articles published as a result of that. And the industry standard for determining what that value is the inch space that you have from the article, and what would that space have cost if we were to purchase an ad in that same publication. So that's where that value is. We're just trying to give a measurement tool. And so we achieved over $788,000 of free media coverage as a result of those media pitches. We have a newsletter that is emailed bimonthly to approximately 1,400 travel writers and publications around the country, and we pitch whatever's new going on. And if there's not anything new, then we come up with some other kind of theme to give their travel writers ideas of things to write about in Snohomish County, because we know that visitors put more stake, if you will, in a written article than they do in an ad, so we try to marry those as much as possible. We are also going directly to the travel writers at a couple of different trade shows and had over 14 travel writers visit us as they were researching their articles. A fun thing that we did this year, too, was our Yellow Door campaign. And this says, Snohomish County, open up. You remember when the Skagit River Bridge collapsed? Well, our community felt that immediately when the Canadian travelers all of a sudden felt like they can't get here. So we combined with our colleagues in Northwest Washington and took this Yellow Door around to some key attractions throughout the Snohomish County and just watched people interact with it. And then these were posted through a social media as well as an advertising, television, radio, and print advertising campaign in Canada to let them know that we were open for business. We have a lot of social media going on. We have Twitter, we have five different Facebook pages specific to sports, to the weddings market, meetings market, conventions, and visitor information centers. We have Pinterest boards. I've lost track how many we have, 25 or something like that, all about specific kinds of interests, and so people can post those and share those. We have 17 different videos on YouTube that are specific kinds of activities to encourage visitors to come try all the wonderful things there are to do here. And we launched a television ad last fall. The fall program, the November-December time frame, was about shopping in Snohomish County, and we just finished one on our aviation attractions in February. Our visitor services program, we're so grateful for the partnerships that we have throughout the county, and specifically where our visitor information centers are located. So we have one in East County at Highway 9 and Highway 2 in Snohomish. We have one in South County, which is in Linwood at the very near the intersection of I-5 and 405. And then in January of 2013, right? Or 12, 2013, we took over management of the Future of Flight visitor center there at the Future Flight and Boeing Tour. We also have advertising presence at the Seattle Premium Outlets and Alderwood Malls, and our mobile VIC operations is that we are now taking information on the road. So we are attending festivals and events here in Snohomish County to give travelers information about what else they can see and do while they're here. These are the ad panels at Alderwood Mall and Seattle Premium Outlets. And this is our visitor services on the go. So we staff at some key events throughout the county. A snapshot of the visitors that we're serving at our brick and mortar visitor information centers is that 64% come from more than 50 miles away. Those would be, as the industry standard defines, a tourist or a visitor is someone who travels 50 miles or more away. So they've come far enough away that they're likely to stay overnight. And 36% from the local area. And we that's not a concern that we're serving locals, because if you're anything like I am, when I've got family coming into town, you think, okay, where can I take them this weekend? And so we want the locals to know that we have that those references, those services, and the information available so that they can keep them here in Snohomish County. And combined, we served almost 105,000 visitors, a 14% increase over last year. We take a lot of time in training our volunteers who staff the visitor information centers around the county. We take them on fam tours, we have meetings, we have monthly newsletters and training sessions to make sure that they are well versed on things to do in the county. We do some specific kinds of training, such as water-based activities or museums, as well as updates. So if there are road closures or if there is weather-related issues, we make sure that our volunteers know about those things too so that they can direct the traveling public. We take a role in educating the industry about things that will impact their businesses. So we did a program on our branding, on new lodging tax regulations that were passed by the legislature in 2013, a program from the Washington Tourism Alliance, which is a membership-based organization that is acting as our state tourism office, as we do not have a state tourism office currently. I think I reported to you all last year about that. Our legislature removed all funding, so we're the only state in the country without a state tourism office, and the Washington Tourism Alliance is working to correct that. And then we also had a program on our package travel marketing with the chair of the National Tour Association. As part of the industry education, we've created four training videos to add to that we already had. And these have been sent, links to these have been sent to all the hotels and attractions. And they are these themes, as you see. And it's 10 minutes or so video with questions at the end of that so that they can use that as a training tool for their frontline staff who have that opportunity of directing visitors to things to do within the county. We also send a monthly hotel hot sheet as a reminder to the front office managers of what are the key events that are taking place this coming month and where they can find out more information. And we also started a tourism industry tours. And so that's what these coupons are about. So every 2 months, we work with local attractions, and in order to participate, they must provide free entry to that frontline staff person. And that is to encourage the frontline staff person and their families to actually go to the attractions so that they become better versed on how to sell it rather than just handing a visitor guide to their hotel guest. We are very active. My staff and I are very active throughout the community, both locally, regionally, and nationally. And this is a few of the kinds of advisory boards that we sit on throughout the year. And so again, in brief review, we've rebranded. We have a new website. We've had an increase in the economic impact of tourism to Snohomish County. We've had over 11,000 requests for information from our advertising. We achieved over $788,000 of free media coverage. We served almost 105,000 visitors at our visitor information center. We've seen a great growth in our group sales department by booking almost $22 million of business and economic impact. The hotel occupancies are up, the ADR, or average daily rate, is up, as is the hotel motel tax collections. So very briefly, for 2014, we are implementing the destination brand. As I mentioned a moment ago, I'll be working with Una to bring a workshop out to Monroe. We're fine-tuning that website and adding more and more information. We are creating a new arts and cultural brochure, and we've just finished our new meeting facility guide. As I mentioned, we had one television ad already this year, and we'll have another about outdoor recreation coming up. We've relaunched a program called Tourism Revealed, which is an online sort of treasure hunt, a scavenger hunt kind of a concept to get people engaged in exploring all kinds of attractions throughout the county. We're currently updating our weddings website. We're going to be putting two information kiosks in Snohomish County, digital information kiosks, in addition to our visitor information centers this year. And we've got all kinds of new itineraries and maps that we're currently in development as well. So I'll end again with what I started with, that tourism is economic development to your communities. With over 10,000 people employed, $244 million in payroll, and $18 million in taxes that stays right here in Snohomish County. And with that, I'm happy to answer any questions that you have.
Thank you, Amy. Council, any questions? Or Councilmember Cuddeback.
Thank you for presenting. That was a lot of information, and I know how tough it is to rebrand and to get all that out, so kudos. Couple questions. How do you get the information to put on Facebook and to put on, where do you get it from? Because there's so much information you could put on, and then where do you get it from, and then how do you warrant that it gets on there? Do you have like a screening process?
Several different ways. So we ask that tourism businesses, hotels, attractions, and communities like us on Facebook. And whatever you are posting about your community, we are reposting and tweeting about. We've created Pinterest boards based on visitor requests and inquiries. So we kind of watch what's happening, what kind of chatter is taking place within our social media sites, and respond to that. We also ask to be on press release distribution lists from all of our attractions and tourism businesses and the communities as well. So we're using that as a source. And our own website, so the calendar of events that we encourage communities and festival and event directors to upload their information on our site. And so we're calling our own web as we're working with the community to make sure that information is accurate. So that's it in a nutshell. Yes. Is what we're receiving from the community as well. We are responding to specific visitor requests. So if we start to see a lot of questions about a particular kind of activity, then we'll research that and create it. So as an example, I was talking with Mike Farrell before the presentation. We've got two outdoor adventure trade shows that are coming up at the end of April. So we developed a new flyer about climbing and outdoor adventures. So as we're preparing for a distribution of particular kinds of activities, then we create materials for that. That's also going into our Tourism Revealed program. It's also going to be part of the industry education program, the coupon thing that I mentioned. We're reaching out to our outdoor outfitters right now to see if they will provide that. So we try to reuse and repurpose the information in many different ways. That's also one of our new storylines that we're doing. That's the newsletter for the media. So we incorporate that in many of the campaigns that we're doing.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Amy, thank you very much for coming out this evening.
Thank you. Please feel free to contact me in the future if you need any information. I do. Thank you.
Okay, the next item that we have on our agenda is comments from citizens. This is a time set aside for members of the audience to speak to the council on any issue related to the City of Monroe, except any quasi-judicial matter subject to a public hearing. I do have a sign-in list. Una? And the only one.
I wanted to introduce myself. Nick, as you know, has left the chamber to go work with the county, and she's done an amazing job here. So now I've been brought on. My name is Una. I won't go into my last name because it's a mouthful, and you'll be able to find it in an email that I send out. But I wanted to introduce myself and say hello. I'd love to form a relationship with you. These two over here have already got to meet up with me and sit on a number of boards with, which I'm very excited for. And I'm really excited to be working with the community. As I've been telling everyone, back in the 80s, I used to work out at the fair, And I love that experience. I personally grew up in Kitsap County, but have spent many, many, many summers here in Monroe. And I'm thrilled to be part of this community again. So I will be reaching out to you. I have a lot of great ideas, I hope. And I know that I have some big shoes to fill with Anique leaving. And I'm thrilled that she'll be with the county. I'm already working here with Amy and one of her members, a young lady named Sam, who's going to be bringing out some corporate folks on, I believe, the 17th of May to do a tour of town to see if they have any convention sites here that they would like to hook up with. And she is a wealth of information as well, and I'm very excited to be working with her. So with that said, you will be hearing from me because I'm excited to hear about what your needs and wants are and how I can facilitate that. And I'm thrilled to be part of your community. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome.
Una, before you sit down,
yes.
The chamber is very important here in our community. Council members, do you have any questions or anything? Not to put you on the spot, but we normally don't do this during public comment, and I just want to give you an opportunity if you've got any questions or anything. Una, it's been a pleasure working with you so far, and I look forward to continuing to work with you, so thank you.
Great. Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, do we have any other members of the public that would like to come forward to speak? Anybody else? Last call. Okay. The next item we have on our agenda is student representative report, and I see that we do not have our student rep here. The next item is a consent agenda. Councilmember Hanford.
Move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
We have a first from Councilmember Hanford, a second from Councilmember Cuddeback. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 5-0. The next item on our agenda is an executive session. We're going to take an executive session for 15 minutes regarding pricing of property, pursuant to RCW 42.30.110.1, subsection C. Council, would it be your pleasure to adjourn to the back area?
Sure.
Okay, since we have a number of people here today, we will go into another room, and then we will be back in here in 15 minutes, or we will do an extension by announcing it in the lobby. Thank you. Okay, we are back in session. We are now moving on to new business. This is AB 14058. Authorize the mayor to sign associated documents pertaining to the wastewater treatment plant energy services proposal. And John, I believe that you've got the mic. Or that mic. Your choice.
Back in September, the city entered into agreement with the Department of Enterprise Services looking at the potential for an energy conservation project. Before you this evening is an amendment to that contract looking to implement the energy control measures that they were identified. Those are listed in the energy services proposal that's part of your packet this evening. Specifically, the city is looking at replacing two 75 horsepower centrifugal blowers with two high-speed turbo blowers, replacing some diffusion equipment in our aeration basins, two of our three aeration basins, installing some mechanical mixers in our anoxic selectors, and finally replacing some diffusion equipment in two of our three aeration basins. The project cost is at $2.7 million. $200,000 of that dollars is current obligation to the existing contract. The $2.7 million, so it includes the current contract, but also all of the engineering, construction management, the construction, installation of the equipment, and monitoring services post-project. The sewer capital improvement, or the sewer CIP, has adequate revenue and fund balance to finance this project through 2014 and into completion date of July of 2015. So with that, entertain any questions you have. If not, look to...
Council, any questions? Councilmember Cuddeback?
So just a question. I want to make sure. So you're saying that the CIP for sewer has this funding. I think last year we raised sewer taxes to cover the cost of the wastewater treatment plant. So we're not going to be looking at an additional increase in the next couple of years to cover this. It's already in there.
That's correct.
I just want to make sure.
This is the fourth year of the 14% increase in the sewer fund. This is the fourth year, or the final year of that increase.
Okay.
But no transfers will be required, no increases in sewer utility rates.
Because that was a big hit to do what we needed to be done by state law and federal, you know, all of that. But it was a big hit for residents.
No question. And just to further talk about, these are we're not building concrete. We're not building new structures. Mm-hmm. This is existing equipment that's met its useful life.
Replaced.
It's either going to break, has lost its usefulness, or is broken currently. And so instead of just replacing with like basically Department of Enterprise Services and other engineers, we're looking at replacing with far more efficient and effective equipment.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Councilmember Hanford, before you take the floor, can you let the record show that Councilmember Gehring came in at 8:01? Thank you. Councilmember Hanford.
I'll move to authorize the mayor to sign associated documents pertaining to the WWTP Energy Services Proposal Project.
Second.
Okay, I have a first from Councilmember Hanford and a second from Councilmember Camp. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 6-0.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, John.
The next item on the agenda is Councilmember Reports. Councilmember Hanford.
Yes, I appreciated the staff department reports in the agenda here. One just suggestion I had for the Public Works Department, John, if there was a way for you to have you test the diffuser on St. Patrick's Day, I think we'd have a lot more fun. So, to add to the festivity.
Yeah, or if not, maybe use orange dye in the
yeah.
fall.
That would work too, yeah. Homecoming weekend.
Black.
That's all, thanks.
Okay. Councilmember Cutback.
Can't top that, so nothing tonight.
Okay. Councilmember Rasmussen.
Nothing tonight.
Councilmember Camp.
Just briefly, I had an opportunity to say goodbye to Anique and her husband Scott, and meet Una. I'm looking forward to working with
Una.
Her and the team at the Chamber. I think they'll do a great job. They've done a great job in the past, and I'm hopeful for the future.
Thank you, Councilmember Camp. Councilmember Davis.
Nothing tonight.
Okay. Councilmember Gehring.
Nothing tonight, thank you.
Okay. John, do you have anything? It's just something we do. Okay. Brad.
Point out one of the things that was included in the council pack, the kudos to staff, Jamie Diane, Scott Peterson, and Danny DeBonzi, she just changed her name, did a really good job with our project management review for the Highway 2 Main Street project from the Federal Highway Administration, and actually they were working on it and had one more day to get everything ready, and at noon the state representative called and said, we'll be there in an hour.
Oh, wow.
A day early. And so they did a really good job getting that, because the people they were supposed to have done that day, they got there and the federal person said, your books are in such terrible shape, I'm not going to review anything about it. So they came there instead. So they did a really good job. Let everyone know all they did. And that's it.
Okay. Thank you, Brad. Mike.
Aside from what I submitted, a meeting with the fairgrounds, we have hired two park seasonals. They started this week, and two more will be coming on in June. And also, we are adding infield mix that's needed, and we're doing a test on one of our fields. We're using a new mix of soils. It's Scabber Early Steel 3. So we'll see how that works out, and we'll be adding infield mix after the season's over for the rest of the fields.
Okay. Chief. Oh, I'm sorry, Chief, just a second. Councilmember Gehring.
Thank you. I appreciate you recognizing. I noticed that are more soccer games going to be played at Sky River now based on what you were just talking about? I noticed, saw some notification from one of the local clubs that said, excuse me, games were going to be at Sky River when they may have been at Freelands or Fairfield previously. I didn't know if that was related to what you were just talking about with the new
infield on one of the ball fields.
Ball fields. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I misunderstood. I'm sorry.
But in general, you know, when you bring up soccer fields, that we try to accommodate as many groups as we can. So
indeed.
We work with.
I thought it was great, but I didn't. I misunderstood what you're saying. No, I appreciate the clarification. Thank you, and thank you for recognizing me,
Chief.
On May 2nd, Sergeant received a heroism award from the Attorney General down in Olympia. He is amongst several others around the state who are going to receive those awards. That's all I have.
Thank you, Chief. Diane?
Nothing to report.
Okay. Gene?
Two quick things. We held interviews at the end of last week for the planning position that we have open, and we've had four really good candidates, so we're working through the hiring process on the top person right now. So we're probably a couple weeks out, but that's where we're at on that. Last week we had somebody here, I believe it was last week, that presented on the fairgrounds master plan and all the other activities that are happening in Snohomish County Parks. So after digging around on their website a little bit, looking at their master plan, it showed a series of alternatives of how the fairgrounds could change over the next few years. So in seeing that, I attended the Snohomish County Council Operations Committee to just kind of follow the bouncing ball and be a part of that group and see their progress through that process. And one of the things that struck me is I was a little bit concerned about the master plan showed one alternative of the racetrack going away. So that drove me to show up there, and that was on the table and apparently off the table as quick as it got there because for obvious reasons. So anyway, if you've seen that, the racetrack isn't going to go anywhere, but it was something that they were looking at, which they should, you know, as they go through their processes. But I can tell you this, I was very impressed with the company they're using, the process that they've gone through, and the thought that they've given. So it'll be exciting to see what happens with the fairgrounds over the next few years and the expansion that they're looking at. So,
Okay, for me, today I went to the chamber luncheon, and Anik got up and thanked everybody for the opportunity to serve on the chamber and wished her goodbyes and farewells, and she's now working for Snohomish County in the Economic Development Group. Una then got up and talked about the things that she'd like to do, and she's got a lot of energy. Friday last week, I also was at Adams and was quick in and out of there because I had another meeting to go to that evening. And then Thursday, one of the things that I worked with Una and Jean and Rob on, and Polly was present for it, was the Manufacturing Pipeline Summit that is on April 24th in the Monitor. Polly did a write-up in the Monitor that you can see today to get a little bit more background on that. But there are about 171 businesses in the industrial park that have been invited to that meeting. One of the things we wanted to do was to make certain that there was enough outreach for other manufacturers that are not in the manufacturing park, because there are a number of others that just aren't in our database the same way as the people that are in the manufacturing park and, you know, in the Frylands. So hopeful that we'll get a good turnout to that. We'll have folks from potentially the Port of Everett, also from Snohomish County Economic Development, the Chamber, Everett Community College, the Department of Corrections has been invited because one of the things they do is they do train people that come out looking for work. We also have invited people from the Economic Alliance and Monroe School District. Anybody else? Yeah. So the two main things that we're looking at is helping to identify partners and opportunities for the labor side of what they call the pipeline, and then also from the economic development side, which is a little bit more where we reside in terms of being able to do the right capital facility planning, the right land use planning, process permits efficiently and effectively, and so on and so forth. So should prove to be a really good meeting, and anyway, if any of you are interested in being there, please RSVP. Right now, we do not have it noticed as a public meeting. It is at 1 o'clock on a Thursday. And if a quorum ended up being there, we would need to notice the meeting. There is lunch, which is another reason why an RSVP is important, and we'd want to hear from you by Thursday next week if you're going to be there. Anything else about that? Okay. So let's go ahead. Does anybody have any questions about that before we... Okay, seeing none. It is at Everett Community College in the Lake Tai Building, East Campus, yeah. And so it'll be in the third floor. All right, let's go ahead and move on to the agenda for next week. Gene?
I apologize, the pollen's getting the best of me over here. Tuesday, April 15th, draft agenda. We have a presentation from Economic Alliance. Troy will be here. He'll be talking about the aerospace IPZ. We've got the consent agenda. Under unfinished business, we have social media policy. Under new business, we have approval of resolution number 008-2014, grant application, skate park improvements. Number two, authorize mayor to sign a local agreement with no transportation benefit district. Staff has taken the liberty to add an item that isn't on your draft there, and if it's okay with council, we'll keep it on there. It's setting the date for consideration of hearing examiner's recommendation for Chain Lake Estates. It's a preliminary plat, and so essentially council just set the date for the hearing. If that's okay, we'll leave that on there. And then we have the planning and permitting staff project update under staff reports. And the draft agenda for April 22nd, 2014.
Okay. And does anybody have any questions about the agenda for next week? One thing that I do want to point out, as you look at the extended agenda, on April 15th, there is also a TBDB meeting. So that's a Transportation Benefit District Board meeting. That starts at 6:30. So that is the body of council. I don't even preside over that, so that's something that'll be important for...
We're working that out still with Zach.
Okay, so anyway, interpretation being what it is, it's still important that there be a quorum of the TBDB there at 6:30 on Tuesday next week. Whether I am presiding or not presiding over the meeting, it will be important that there is a quorum and so on. So... are we going to have a quorum there? Does everybody expect to be there at 6:30? Okay.
It might be close, but...
Okay. Sounds good. So more will be said about that next week because that sort of business needs to be conducted there at that meeting. Will there be any packets or anything provided in advance? Okay. So staff is saying yes, and will you be providing that via email or...
There is a TBDB website that will be activated, and the agenda will be posted in roughly the same fashion as our agendas are posted for the City Council. And I believe that there is an email that goes out, or we will send an email just letting you know it's available, but it will be roughly the same time, so about noon on Friday.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions about that? Okay. It's going to be just a little bit different, and if you have any questions, please get a hold of me or get a hold of Gene. And... what else do we have on the extended agenda, Gene?
I think that's it. Those are the only questions.
Okay. I don't have any other business this evening. Gene doesn't. Is it Hanford or Cutaback? Okay, Councilmember Cutaback.
I just wanted to remind that we have a transportation committee meeting Monday at 2, April 14th. So, and the agenda, I think, will be out tomorrow or... the next day at the latest.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Any other business this evening? Seeing no other business, Councilmember Cutaback. Councilmember Hanford on behalf of Cutaback.
Second.
I didn't know he'd.
Okay, I have a motion first from Councilmember Cutaback, a second from Councilmember Hanford. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 6-0. Thank you all. Have a great evening.
Look at my button.
Right there,
thank you. I was